We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Ed, a look at the old WILL rain gauge from Friends Plaza. Looks like just over an inch of rain since 1 o'clock overnight. But that might be the good news when it comes to places in Illinois.
You've got more than 1 inch on your readout, because ours has, I was going to say, ignore the automated gauge.
It's
wrong. Since yesterday afternoon through 7 o'clock this morning, 1.93 inches officially. And that's an official total. We report to the Cocoa Ross Network. We report to the National Weather Service once a day as a cooperative observer. So we do have the official 8-inch rain gauge out in our backyard here for such purposes. And the automated gauge gives us a quick guide to what's going on, but usually underreads a bit. So 1.93, and we probably have added a hundredth or two since then in the light showers and drizzle that we have out there. So just under 2 inches of rain here. In the Bloomington Normal area, 3 inches, a soaking rain throughout the entire Corn Belt. Right now we're looking at a stoppage of harvest operations, and this already a very slow season, so this is not really needed. The widespread steady rainfall is going to taper off from southwest to northeast, so there's still some rain falling to the north and east of here. The latest radar is showing that the heaviest rain is now over Michigan and Ohio and parts of central and pushing into eastern Kentucky. There's another band of significant rain falling from near the Quad Cities across eastern Iowa into southeastern Minnesota. Little bit of rain and snow mixed in northwestern Iowa and southwestern Minnesota at the moment. So they are maybe going to pick up a little snowfall out in that area. It has snowed in the past day in parts of central into eastern Nebraska. But generally speaking, across Illinois, Indiana, southern Iowa, Missouri, nothing more than spotty showers and drizzle. So the main event is over, but it's still cloudy, and we're not going to see any significant drying taking place today. But at least the heaviest of the rain is over. So scattered showers will continue, and then they'll push off to the northeast. So across Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana, the showers will continue off and on through much of tomorrow. Very light in terms of amounts, but again, enough to keep the fields from drying out. We do have a dry day for our area on Sunday, but more showers will move back into the Midwest from west to east starting Saturday night in the western areas, and then pushing eastward into Illinois. Northern and west central Illinois will get into the rain on Sunday, and then the rest of Illinois and Indiana Sunday night into Monday. And right now we're looking at amounts, generally speaking, only around 1 to 2 tenths of an inch, but there could be a swath across Missouri, eastern Iowa, western Illinois, Wisconsin, that could pick up between a quarter and a half an inch of rain from this next round of rain. So that's just not good news. Cooler than average weather will cover most of the Midwest, close to average in the Ohio River Valley by and large over the next week, but we're looking at a trend toward cooler weather for the next several days. Now, we're going to see a trough of low pressure develop out west and a ridge in the east, so we'll warm up a little bit with a southwesterly flow aloft next week, but that will probably tap some Gulf moisture then. So while we'll have milder weather from the middle to latter part of next week, we are looking at probably some significant rainfall again later next week. So the bottom line is the Corn Belt is likely to stay wet for the foreseeable future, and rain will be moving through the Delta as well. Basically anywhere where there's harvest activities going on in the U.S. for corn and beans, spring wheat, it just doesn't look good for a while, and the damp conditions could continue into the first week of November. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.